There's the fanfare. That means it's time to go off to the movies with our resident movie critic, Matt Olin. Matt, a delicious-looking French movie here, The Taste of Things. Food is one of the number one things that the French do well.
Oh, they love it, and they love their wine, and The Taste of Things is now playing at the Fargo Theater. So this is a French film from 2023 starring the Oscar winner Juliette Binoche and her former real-life partner, Benoît Magimel. They are co-stars in this movie. And so it takes place in 1885 in France at this chateau, very rich man played by Benoît Magimel. He's a cook who employs Juliette Binoche as his cook as well. They're both really good cooks, and this is what they're kind of known for. And so she works for him, but they've been lovers for years, and he wants her to marry him and all this kind of thing. And so, but the overriding thing about this movie, directed by Tran Anh Hung, who was born in Vietnam, but his family came to France after the Vietnam War, and so he's basically a French filmmaker born in Vietnam. The overarching thing of this movie is cooking. This is maybe the most intricately detailed movie about cooking I've ever seen. I mean, there are endless scenes and shots of pot stirring and oven mitts and people tasting food and people drinking wine. It's almost to the point where it's almost too much for me a little bit. And I'm not a cook. I am not a good cook at all. Yeah. I love eating food, as many people do. But I think this is really a movie for foodies and people who really like to cook. So I think at some point I was almost like, give me more of a story here. And there is a story going on here. He is assigned to cook for this visiting prince. He cooks for his friends. You know, he and Juliette Binoche cook for everyone, and they have this apprentice young girl who wants to be a cook that wants to work for him as well. And let me say that Magimel and Binoche are wonderful in this movie. If there's any animosity between them in real life because they're former partners, you can't tell in this movie, that's for sure, and that's because they're great actors. So he gives a phenomenal performance. The movie looks great. I mean, the cinematography, you can feel the French countryside, Ashley. Mm. You can feel the spices and the sauces and the vegetables and the meat that's being cooked. I mean, it's to the point where you want to go eat something.
Don't go hungry.
No. But I do think for a lot of audiences, it might be slow at times, and it kind of slogged for me at times because I was like, this movie could be 15 minutes shorter. It clocks in at 135 minutes. And like I said, it's gorgeous to look at, and I like the film. I wonder if audiences are going to find it a little too slow. And I did look on Rotten Tomatoes, Ashley. This is one of those movies with a critical and audience split. So the critics generally have liked this movie quite a bit, and I liked it, didn't love it. But the audience review is like 70% positive, and the critics are 97%. So I do think some audiences going to this movie are maybe judging it as a little too slow, a little too sloggy, if that's the right word to use. And I felt that too, Ashley. I wanted it to move a little quicker at times, but it's a very leisurely paced movie, and that's fine. That's what the director's going for. And what he's really going for is this love of food, this love of cooking that the French really love, kind of like Babette's Feast and movies like that. So
my first job outside of college was in France, and I had a 2-hour lunch break, and that was just a standard lunch break, at least among teachers, but I think it was fairly standard outside of that. And I will admit, I used to get just It was too much for me. I would love to have that back. I did not know how great that I had it. But it is very much, I mean, is it fair to say it's just a film made for French audiences and not for the American audience? Especially talking about that deep love of
that's possible,
taking time
but
for
they
food.
Clearly have their eye in the American market because, you know, here's the movie, you know, in U.S. theaters.
Okay.
And it was France's choice to be in competition for the international feature Oscar.
Okay.
And I'll get to that in a minute because that's a huge controversy right now in France. But no, I think it's for lovers of cooking and lovers of food. I just think it's a little too slow for my liking. And I'm okay with leisurely paced cinema. it just felt, and my friend John Bodine, who went with me, felt the same thing, like, boy, that could have been shaved by about 10 to 12 minutes. The relationship between Benoit Magimel's character and Juliette Binoche's character, who plays Eugenie, is really the driving force of the movie as well, and their love of cooking, and she loves to cook for him, and he loves to cook for her. So there's a sweetness to it as well, Ashley, with their relationship and this young girl who's kind of the apprentice. But there are scenes where they're sitting around with their friends, or they're tasting, they're doing taste testing, and you're, at some point the scene goes on so long, you're like, is anybody full yet, or are they going to keep eating? Mm. It's just endless eating, and I think the tolerance for this movie and the love for this movie is going to depend on how much you can watch pots being stirred, food being put into pots, oven mitts being put on, and wine being drunk, because that's really the crux of the movie. Mm. But I did like it. It's gorgeous.
Sure.
It's, you can feel the countryside. I just don't know if this is the movie I would have pushed if I was a French voter.
Yeah, what is this controversy?
So there is a 7-person committee in France. Imagine only 7 people getting together and submitting their Oscar-nominated film from France. And the vote was 4-3, my understanding, to give it to Taste of Things versus Anatomy of a Fall, which is up for Best Picture. It just got all the César Awards the other night. Justine Triet is nominated for Best Director. I think Anatomy of a Fall is the better movie. And I think the feeling is France could have won the foreign language Oscar, which we won't know till March 10th. But I think it would have been the favorite to beat Zone of Interest had it been France's nominated film. But it wasn't. And the Taste of Things didn't even crack the top 5 for the international feature Oscar, Ashley.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot of feeling that they picked the wrong movie. And there is some backlash against
political
reasons. Justine Triet made a very politically charged speech at Cannes last summer when Anatomy of a Fall got some awards. And it was kind of taking shots at the French film industry and the French government. And I think the feeling is some people within the French film industry felt that was an unfair speech because her film got made with government help from France's film board. So I think there's some backlash against Triet, but I think they did pick the wrong movie. And they needed to just pick the best movie. And I think Anatomy of a Fall is a great movie. And Taste of Things is a good movie that might be a great movie for people who love to cook, if I can put it that way.
All right. Well, for Oscar trivia, Juliette Binoche won an Oscar for her role in The English Patient, which was nominated for 12, won 9, including which distinctive award? Distinctive might not be the best word for that, but it was the first to receive.
Well, it got Best Picture, which has been controversial over the years because a lot of people think English Patient is overrated. A distinctive award for was it makeup?
No.
Ralph Fiennes' crazy makeup. Well,
actually, okay. What was distinct about the fact that they did win for Best Editing? Maybe that's the better way to phrase it.
Oh, boy. Best Editing. Was that the first year that they had sound mixing or something like that?
It was the first digitally edited film to win an Oscar.
So it wasn't edited by a splicing film together.
Yeah,
I get it.
Digitally edited.
Great question, Ashley.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.